We have over here this Gemara on Cheskasa Bodo and Cheskasa Bodo. The Gemara over here says, trying to build on what we said yesterday, very, very excited to create. It's really Hashlama, everything we spoke about the whole week on a certain level. Also, the Gemara goes back and forth, ping pong. They are Neman, they're not Neman. Why are they Neman? Is it because of Cheskasa Bodo? It's not because of Cheskasa Bodo. Vechayin, back and forth. The Gemara says, Kama v'kama palmim here. The Gemara says, Kama v'kama palmim, that the ladies are not believed. The Gemara says, Kama v'kama palmim, that the ladies are not believed. How can you rely on them? They're not believed. Ought to. They have it a month. They don't have it a month. They're talking over and over and over again. Ought to amir the honey meeting b'shosh yizbe. You could trust them. Elamai is just his brother. Elamai, holy Amri, honey, loy. Factor Rabbeinu David that I asked you to see today, we'll start with him. Factor Rabbeinu David that, what do you mean they're not believed? The work comes out in the end of the day that Lelim Nun Rabbanon. The Gemara says explicitly twice that fundamentally this group of Noshim, Avodim, and Kano are not believed. One, the Gemara says a very sharp lesson, Otto Amir, the Hani, Midi, Beshosh, Isbe. The work comes out at the end. They're only believed because it's the Rabbanon. Rabbeinu David, I understand. Rabbeinu David, you know, you know that ladies are believed like men are. Right? Person goes home, you eat, you trust your wife, you trust your mother, you trust your sister, you trust the lady. Ladies have an amount like men do as far as Yisroel are concerned. The din that a lady's possible faith, this is in the regular din of Adas of Al Pishnaim, Adim Yachim Dabba. I'll say Rabbeinu David. Because of this Kasha, Rabbeinu David says a remarkable Zach, which is a Teich Gneir in the Gemara. What's Rabbeinu David say? Rabbeinu David says, Anachanami? The Lashon of ladies over here is Lav Dafka. We're talking about Ketanim. The Ketanim are not believed. They don't have an Amonis. I think Gemara says, Lashon of other Ketanim. Right? Gemara says, all three. Zakter, it's Lav Dafka. It's Ketanim. Just normally in Shas, there's a package deal of Lashon of other Ketanim when it comes to other things, like mitzvahs. So the Gemara threw in the Lashon. At Kan Divrei Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David made a deichik neira in the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara. Rabbeinu David made a deichik neira in the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara. And he said that the Lashon of what do you call this Lav Dafka? Ma'amavodikazach. He says, yeah, Yachin HaMishon. What's the latest belief? The latest belief was a Dikas Chomet. We're talking about Yisroel Gehendik. Isaac Rabbeinu David, the Gemara says, not like that twice. He says, it's going on the Ketanim. Shigra the Lashon, says Rabbeinu David. Shigra Lashon means it's the regular Lashon. It's a package deal, so it's like Gemara throws in Lashon Mavadim Kanam, but it's not really, it's only Kanam. At Kan Rabbeinu David. Tosis argues. Tosis says, Hemnu Rabbanon Rabbanon. In fact, Tosis, Afrikaf lechol dover shu biyodah men minel lanashe Rabbanon v'afidu mideraisa. V'maisim b'chol yom shanam aminu isha v'eber al-ashkita v'al-anika. The Goyin is Medayik, the Goyin is in Yerodea Simon Kulchov Zayin. The Goyin in Yerodea Simon Kulchov Zayin, the Remez, is Medayik in this Tosfos. Why didn't Tosfos ask Rabbeinu David? Tosfos should have asked, Eirachin and Bisurim. Tosfos doesn't ask that. Tosfos asks, because it's Biyodal. That's how you ferk the Goyin. When I say ferk the Goyin is a one word diuk. He says, Ayin be Tosfos. But it's a Forsha Tosfos. Why isn't Tosfos a Rabbeinu David? Tosfos should have missed a kasha on the whole Gemara. What do you mean, Hemnu Rabbanon Rabbanon? Which means the fundamental values are not believed. Tosfos should have missed it. Mysterious Tosfos. Tosfos has a different kasha. Tosfos says, you all know that there's two types of nemonism. There's a nemonism of Yerachan and Misurin, and there's a nemonism of Biyodom, something that a person could do themselves, they believe. The Chakirin, the Shmaitza, the Rosh, is it because of an ego? Maybe about I could do it myself, male, unbelieved. Well, there's a Rosh in Gittin, because of other reasons, because I'm a Bible on it, about I'm a Bible on it, I have an emonis. Rakapanam, there's a new emonis called Biyadam. Places when he asked the Kasha on this entire Gemara, what's the problem with the lady, doesn't ask me to have the regular din of Eirachan and Bisurin. Places he asked me to have Biyadam, which is a new emonis. A Zach that I could do myself, I have an emonis. We'll go with the Pshat of Migu, just for clarity's sake. The Bibalt I could do it myself, I may have an emonis to go ahead and say that it happened. White Haka. Does Tosfos argue in a rate of David? Slowly. What's Taka Pshat? Why Taka are ladies not believed Besides the regular din of Erech HaMisurun, why do ladies have to come on to this new neman is called Biyadam? So in the Goyin it's mashma, the ladies are not believed Erech HaMisurun. The Goyin's mashma that ladies are not believed as Erech HaMisurun. Ladies are only believed Biyadam. That means the nemanis of Erech HaMisurun, this is a landmark part. The nemanis of Erech HaMisurun was only said by Biyadam. The regular din of Erech HaMisurun wasn't said by ladies, it was only said by men. Like the regular parasha of Vedas, by the way. Like the regular parasha of Vedas. Like Shnai made me Yorkum Dov, was only said by men, not by ladies. The Goyin is Vidayik. And this place is that ladies don't have Erech HaMisurun. Ladies have Biyadam. This is a different nemanis. It's not the nemanis of Erech HaMisurun. For sure, Taisus asks, Mitzad Biyadam. They could do it. They could do the search themselves. They could do the B'dikah themselves. They could do the Hafarsha Struma themselves. They could do the Nikur to take out the Gerah Nashim themselves. So they believe. But Mitzad, the regular baseline did of Erech HaMisurun, they're not believed. The Goyin La'alacha brings down over there in Simon Kuchav Zayin, the ladies are not believed, only mitzad biyadam, not mitzad the regular din of Erech HaMisurun. Azoi shteit, and so mashal in a thing where it's not biyadam, a thing that they don't have control over, a thing that they can't perpetrate themselves, they're not believed. That's what the Goyin says over here in Tosfos. There are others, Achorinim, we're talking a different shot in Tosfos, that the reason why Tosfos held you don't have the regular namanos of Erech HaMisurun over here, is not because ladies are not believed, but for a different reason completely. It could be as much like that in the back, in the Raivin, Agolas Raivin, in the back. But a lot of Achorinim want to tie into a different Teretz. If you want to tie into, you know what, you don't have Erech HaMisurun, and here we're going to start to tie together everything we said the last few days. In the Raivin in the back, it could be it's mashma, and other Achorinim say, a different reason why Tosfos didn't go with Erech, not because of the Goyin's mashma that ladies don't have Erech HaMisurun, ladies have Erech HaMisurun. So why did Tosfos hop on to be Yadam over here? Because you all know the din is, that Erech HaMisurun is not believed by his chazak yisur. When you have a cheskas yisur, erech is not believed. You have to come on to be yadam. Erech is not believed. Moshal, if I have his chazak yisur, erech is not believed. But it's be yadai. He wants to be promised, you are believed. Mele, the reason why Tosfos hopped on to be yadam over here and didn't ask Stamos erech and emisurin is because over here it's his chazak yisur, like the Beis Yosef said, klapi the other kasha of why do you have to go ask somebody. Azoi zog, the sacha sacha choinim, and it could be this mashmos like that, and they arrive it in the back. So there's no question about it that we have a machlekes over here between Tosfos and Rabbeinu David, a big machlekes we show him. Rabbeinu David asked that the lady should be believed without this whole pachkara of him, nor Rabbanu Rabbanu because of Erech HaMisurun, the regular din, like a man's believed. And Rabbeinu David, by the way, doesn't answer the kash. Rabbeinu David is like, sure, he says in the Hanami, ladies are believed. The whole suit can be held around the time. Tosfos argues. Tosfos over here clearly holds that the regular mainstream din of Erech HaMisurun doesn't apply in our Gemara. The question is why not? So the Goyin is mashma because ladies don't have Erech HaMisurun, which is a startling kiddush, by the way. It means I will point out to you that if you saw the Rabbeinu David this morning, the Rabbeinu David stresses that ladies also have Erech HaMisurun just like men. He goes out of his way to stress it. But Tosfos argued, says the Goyin. Tosfos, old ladies don't have Erech HaMisurun. Ladies are believed to tell you that they will mock the Shtruma, they're only things which are biyadam, things which are not biyadam, they don't have. There's one way of learning Tosfos. A different way of learning Tosfos is that no. The reason why Tosfos came on to be Yadam but didn't ask because of the regular din of Erech HaMisurun is because the regular din of Erech HaMisurun is not believed connected to Chazak Yisurah. When you have a Cheskas Yisur, Erech is not believed. There you have to come on to the Nemanas of Biyadam. And that was Tosfos' question. Tosfos asks, I hear, I have a territory, it's only Erech HaMisurun over here because it's against Chazak Yisurah. But what about Biyadam? Biyadam is an Nemanas. We'll go for example, the Pshat of Biyadam is Mikul. You have a Mikul, Maisa, believe me when I say that this and this happened because I could have done it myself, okay? That's what Biyadam does. So then I don't care if it's a Chazak Yisur or not, because it's not a gather of an emonis. When you come with Erech HaMisurun, you're not believed connected to undo a Chazak Yisur. The Torah didn't give an emonis where there's a cheskas over here. But if I come along with a biyadam, I could do it myself, or have a mivu, have an emonis, then I'm believed even against a Chazak Yisur. And that could be Pshat and Tosfos. And Azay's mashma could be in the Raivin in the back. However, if that's true, so I have a major, major kasha on two levels. Vaz v'rez v'rez. Listen carefully now. First of all, I have a kushya atzuma v'neiro. And here I'm going to connect yesterday's raid with today's raid. Tosfos over here held that in our sugya, Erech HaMisurun doesn't play a role. Rabbeinu David, the grace of Rishon, asked why not, and he said it does. They said it doesn't. So you can branch it out two ways. You could say, because ladies don't have Erech HaMisurun, which is, by the way, a shas yidi, if you remember for the rest of your lives. Ladies on Erech HaMisurun, there's a commandment before Shatayis and Gittin that says they do, but we'll leave that for a second. The other teretz is that ladies have an Erech HaMisurun, but not here. It means nobody has over here because it's a chazak yisura. The house had chometz. Who said that we have a beis yisur? Beis yisur said there's a cheska sisser on the house. God is a cheska sisser on the house. So the melo, they don't have to believe. What do you have? Believe? I'll be out of. That's what Isaac Asher was be out of slowly. So the first horror is, I'm a shocking horror. Yesterday, we took this Beis Yosef and put it under a microscope. The Beis Yosef said that when you come along and say that a bedikah happened in a house, you're going up against a cheskas iser. Why did Beis Yosef say that? Beis Yosef was coming to answer a different question. He's coming to answer the question of what? Why do you have to go ask? Why the shayla? Why do you have to make a beer? He said, because over here it's worse because you have a cheskas iser. So we put the, who's we? We put the Beis Yosef under the microscope. Who's put on the microscope? The shayla. So he said, hey, wait a minute. That's called a cheskas iser. Why is it called a cheskas iser? The house is the house. The chometz is the chometz. It's not much like the case of the Yerech. So the Heilige Shmaitzer came along and said, okay, so have a raya. That when you have a gid hanasha in a Yerech, that's called cheskas iser. Hagam, that the treif is always treif and the kosher is always kosher. I'm not coming to change something's status. I'm coming to separate them. I'm coming to say that each one went on their way. The gid went there and the basa went there. That's called cheskas iser. Yesterday I said, maybe not. Maybe there's no raya. Maybe the Heilige Beis Yosef wasn't talking about the gid in the chometz in the house. He was talking about the house. The house is in a state of issa because there's a chalois din on the house. That the house needs to be a bodek dik house. In which case, it's not doimet the yerech. Because by yerech, there's no issa on the yerech. The yerech needs to be a yerech without a gid. There's a din that you have to make sure that you're not eating the gids. You have to find it part of the ways. But the basar, for example, when I go ahead and say this basar doesn't have a gid, I'm coming against its chazak yisura. The basar was kosher. It's dead kosher. I'm just saying this is the basar. What am I saying? When I say that I did a nikur of the gid, what I'm saying is the basar. This is not the gid. That's not called cheskas iser. I'm saying that this is the basar. So by a house, where's that cheskas iser? I'm saying this is the house, not the chometz. The answer is no. We're talking about the house. The house is a bodek dik house, not a not bodek dik house. That's what we said yesterday. So okay, if that's the pshat, so then it can't be pshat in our gemara. Why? I say I'm worried the gazach. The gemara over here says that if the chometz over here would be deraisa, what does the Gemara say? The ladies are only believed because they have no rabbanon b'de rabbanon. What does it say over here? I'm going to say a murid de gazach, the murid de contest of yesterday's raid. The Gemara over here says, have no rabbanon b'de. The ladies are not believed. The rabbanon gave them an amanus. But if not for that, if it would be a deraisa, if it wouldn't be betel, what would be the din? They wouldn't be believed. Ferga chakasha, why not? The Gemara says that if it would be the raisa scenario, if there wouldn't have been betel, and it wouldn't be hem no rabbanon b'de. Ladies would not be believed. Just remember this, by the way. The Gemara supports the Gemara. That if there was no bittul done, then the ladies would not be believed. So I'm going to repeat the kasha. In fact, Rebbeinu David, why not? Erech and Misurim. Rebbeinu David says, they are believed. Taisus says, they're not believed. Erech and Misurim. Why not? So one reason, because ladies are not believed. That's very geshmak. So if it will be the right, they won't be believed. They're wondering at them. But according to the second shot, what's the reason why we don't say Erech and Misurim over here? Because it's Chazak Yisur. We explained yesterday, why is it Chazak Yisur? Because the house is Chazak Yisur. Here comes the moir de kashayla. If there be a deraisa de kachiv de kashomis, the deraisa de kachiv is on the house, or the deraisa de kachiv de kashomis is on the gavra. Halei, the Gemara says that the ladies not believe if it will be deraisa. So I have a kasha. Why not? What about Echon and Bisurin? So Tosis didn't ask that. Tosis asked what? You should be Yodom. Why do you ask us to be Yodom? Tosis kasha was on the Gemara. The Gemara says if it will be deraisa, you wouldn't be believed. Right? Tosis, you should believe me deraisa because you have Yodom. Why did he ask me the right side of soon? So one territory was ladies are not believed. The second territory was ladies are believed, but me the right side, you're not believed because you're going up against this chazik yisurah. That's why Tosis asked this kasha only mitzad biyodom. He didn't ask mitzad neilachar. For a kasha, where am I clashing with this chazik yisurah? Shtein Tosis, if I learn Tosis like that, shtein meforsha Tosis, that the reason why Tosis didn't ask on the right side from Echem Yisurin, because Echem Yisurin is not believed over here, because you're clashing with the cheskas iser. For a where's the cheskas iser? Because there was chometz there. That's a yerech. The house? The deraisa de kedina bedikas chometz is din on the house or is din on the gavro? The deraisa de kedina bedikas chometz is din on the gavro or is din on the house? It's on the gavro. The drabonin, I could say, is on the house. The drabonin, the kechiv, I could say, Chazal gave a din on the house. By the way, my mocker is because the Gemara stole the two to mezuzah. But mitzad the din of the deraisa, the frat if I learned that deraisa is bedikas taloim, so it's on the house or it's on the gavra? It's on the gavra. So I'm going to repeat my question. Why did Tosis ask? Hello, we're handling over here the deraisa. What was Tosis kasha? Tosis kasha was on the deraisa. Why me the rice is a lady not believe? Was a discussion. Why me the rice is a lady not believe? I need to come on to him. You were one of the rabbana believed her. Why me the rice is not believe? She's biyada is believed. Have a kasha on Tosis. Why did Tosis ask biyada? They should have asked Eidecha. One teretz is ladies are not believed. Fine. What's the second teretz? Second teretz is ladies are not believed over here, like men are not believed over here, because this is Chazik Yisura. That's why Tosis asks us biyada. So why did Tosis ask Eidecha, Dick? Because Eidecha does not believe against this Chazik Yisura. Where's this Chazik Yisura over here? Because what's chametz in the house? That's machlekes of the Taz and the Shachav yesterday. What did I answer yesterday? That no, over here everybody agrees that it's a Chazik Yisur because it's the house. But the house is the Rabbanan Dikadin, not a Deraisa Dikadin. The Deraisa Dikadin of Chiva Dikas Hamas wasn't on the house, was on the Gabra to go to B'dikas Hamas. Befrat, if it's just the B'dikas Talayim. The Mela, if I want to go into the Tosis over here, and I want to say that the reason why Tosis didn't need to have a kash on Tosis, the Rebbe said a simple zach. And it doesn't sense, why aren't you believed if it's deraisa? The Gemara says, if it would be deraisa, you wouldn't be believed. Why aren't you believed? Eidecha Misurin. Tosis didn't ask that. Why not? See, if Tosis told that ladies aren't believed, everything's fine. But if Tosis told ladies are believed, and the reason why he didn't ask you is because it's a Chazik Yisur over here, where's there a Chazik Yisur? In the deraisa, this is Chazik Yisur. So it depends on the Shach and the Taz. If I hold that what makes it a Chazik Yisur, because there was chametz in the house, that's not much like the case of Yerach. There was a Giranosh in the Yerach. But if the reason why it's a Chazik Yisur in yesterday's raid is because it was a Chalais Din on the Bayis, that the Bayis wasn't a Bodim Dika house, that doesn't apply by the deraisa, because Mechatesi, Adrabonin, I could say the Rabonin placed it out, you have to have a Mokka for such a thing. Why should it be a Din on the house? Mechatesi. What? You have to get rid of all the chametz. Make sure you shouldn't have chametz in your house. Well, mechatesis is in on the house. That means it. About them. There's no shalom about it. It could be, but they made a chiyav on the house. That's unfortunate. Gemara. Why they did it, I don't know. There's many rayas that the chiyav the rabbanon is a chalos on the bias. The first raya was a raya from his house. I don't know if you were here when we did it. You here? Is it back already? You heard the shemayah? Yeah. It's my way of welcoming you back. Yeah. The rice and mechatez on the bias, unless whoever wants to go raise it to another level and say that the fee of the rice is on the bias. That's already another humangazah. I came in. Where's the kashim? There is the Balbata Shakashi, by the way. Yes. It's a difference. No, there is a different kasha. Who cares? It's about Bata Shashayah. Well, I say, if it's the right, so you go about not to do Bedikin, or not to do everybody. Well, it's not connected to this topic. So that's Aleph, okay? That's the first thing I wanted to say. The first thing I wanted to say is that we have a major dilemma over here. Why is the lady not believed? The Gemara says she's not believed in the Raisa. The Gemara says in the Raisa she's not believed. Tricky Reina Dovid, that's going to be Surin. Reina Dovid says the lady's believed. Taisa says the lady's not believed. She has to come on to Bialdim, which we'll see in a minute. Why did he say Eidecha Yisurin? Either because ladies are not believed, which is a huge chiddush, or because over here it's a Chazik Yisurin, and you're not believed, I'll say Eidecha Yisurin. If it's a Chazik Yisurin, that gets us into the tangle of yesterday, whether Rabbi Dikas Hometz is called a Chazik Yisurin. That depends on the Shach and the Taz. And the terrace that I said yesterday that we're handling over here in the house, Lachari doesn't apply by the Rice, and there's a remarkable address for this raid of yesterday. That's Aleph, Beis. So now we've arrived at what did Taisus ask? Well, Taisus Kasha. Tosis kasha was that lemaisa loves up eidecha no misur. Tosis kasha was the other. It's a new nemar. It's called the other. Something that you could do yourself. You believe. This is a very strange answer. Tosis says, "Shum the ikatir fi yaseira b'tzoch dik to gogel." Noshim atzloni yaseira. Ladies are lazy. In fact, some say over here, ladies are lazy. Zangus the shak. The men are lazy. Ladies are lazy. Here, meisa. What do you mean, ladies are lazy? They do everything from A to Z. Men only complain. What's it for the ladies are lazy? What does this mean? The very important stuff I want to say over here. Be careful. Zokka Chamsefer, and this is the Makubal Dikub Shah Tesis. It doesn't mean that the ladies are lazy. What it means is that Abadi, Chamsefer says an interesting psychological Zach. He says that if you give a lady a task to do, Zangazun Tashtag, they do it better than the men. And they do it with a full Kaichas. But when you go tell them to go look for an identified, unidentified zach, to go search for somebody that's not there, they're not good at that. Ni dik tuk rav, and that not. And don't use laziness. It's not physical laziness, anger is not much like the ladies. They're much more, we know that, we don't have to rely on it. Okay? Kiyadua. The nekuda is that for an unidentified zach to go, a vague zach, go search for it, Chamsevi says that they're not good at. Akobarim, that's what he says, John Tays over here. Now I want to start with the lumbus. It's a big raid now. Ferger Hakasha, I understand something. Watch what I'm going to say. So Tosha says, the reason why in this entire Gemara the ladies are not believed is because they're Atlanias and they can't do it. It's a bidikas chometzla, okay? It's Avakasha, it's very strange. Avakasha on Tosha's shot, you should have had. So that's what the Gemara meant to say. Otu Amir Dahani Midi Meshasha Isme. Gemara says, ladies can't be believed. It's a Meshasha, how's that business? I said, the Gemara meant to say this part of Tosha's because ladies are lazy. The Gemara should have said, so ladies can't do it themselves. The Gemara says, up to Amira they do, is there Amira? The Gemara says, no, it is because they said, it can't be because they said, they're not believed, loyal to the Rabbanim. The Tosafot made up a test. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. I'm just going to cash him shot. The Gemara doesn't say a word. He's saying, the ladies are believed because they have yelled up because they're lazy. They made up some shot. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, up to Amira they do, Mishasha, Isbe, they have no nemonis. The Peshat is Alam de Shavar. His name is John Tosis. John Tosis is like this. The Peshat Tosis is Avada and Avada, when the Gemara says Midi Meshosha Lesbu, the Gemara didn't mean to say that they're not Nemun. Because they're lazy. That's, by the way, as Apshat, the Gemara says speak out, okay? We're supposed to figure out. By the way, in Stam, even if it's true, Tosis says it as a Deichik Teres. The Gemara is saying, yelling, it can't be such as that. Lazy kid. What does it mean? Shot like this. The Gemara meant to say, the fiat gomer elat niflum oid. The Gemara meant to say like this. Why do you want to believe the ladies? Mitzad which din? You want to believe the ladies, mitzad the din of what? Erechem and bisurin? Erechem and bisurin they're not believed. Vidi v'shal shal 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 Why not? We'll go with the goyin. Because ladies don't have an amonis, erechem and bisurin. You want to say because of the schazik bisurin, maybe. The lashon of vidi v'shal shal less was more mash for the first way. The ladies don't have an amonis. The Gemara b'chal wasn't handling this balbata shazach of Atzlanius. That thing would have spoken out. I mean, one would have said such a dramatic kasha. It can't be. It can't be. Tasha Teres is such a good Teres that the Mark can say it can't be. Shat of Shat, the Lundish of Shat. The Mormon is like this. Why is the lady believed? I'll say, Echad and Bisurin, she's not believed. Shasha. Elamai, Frek Tasha is a new kasha. Seder. I understand she's not believed Echad and Bisurin. Tasha has his own kasha. What about Biyadli? Says Tasha, the Teres is, the ladies are Atzlanius. You don't have Biyadli. I want to say I'm married to Gazach. I want to say for a Boshri time, Gazach means it's Boshri. Luyitzur ladies would have the Nemonis of Erech and Nem Bisurin. You think Atzlanius would bother me? The lady said she went in and did it. You don't have Nemonis of Eraisa. Stel Zachar. A lady has a Nemonis of Erech and Nem Bisurin, yeah? So we'll come along, no, we don't believe you when you say B'dik HaSomer, if you're lying. Wait, it's a Nemonis of Eraisa. Erech and Bisurin is a Nemonis of Eraisa. You can say Atzlanius, the Teretz is Fakert. When Tosis said that Atzlanius is a Teretz, that's only on the Kasha of Biyodom. You don't have a full-scale Nemonis over here, either because of reason A, like we said, or because of reason B. That's the fact that a new Kasha, in fact, Tais is a Kasha. Tais wasn't asking a Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara said, Midi Mishashi is Bedi Gemara, says they're not Nemonis, because they don't have Erech and Misura. Finish, goodbye. Why not? I said two reasons, either because ladies aren't believed, or because it's a Chazik Yisura, but they're not Nemon. Midi Mishashi, Nemon. Goodbye. Finished. Tais is a new Kasha. Well, forget about that, but it's Biyadam. The Elamaisa have an ability to do it. That's a new Nemonis. That's what Tais says. The new Nemonis is Biyadam. You don't have a Nemonis where you're not Slavius. By the way, I'm saying a major Anachim in Alacha. That Luyitzur would be a din of Erech and Bisurin. Luyitzur would be a din of Erech and Bisurin. You can answer that ladies are not Atzlanis. But the lady came along and said, I'm not an Atzlanis. I went in and searched. I went in. She's not going to be believed. What happened to the regular din of Erech and Bisurin? Now, Tosafot L'Shitasai, who learned Erech and Bisurin, the Gemara spoke about. The Gemara said you don't have an Amonis for whatever reason it is, like we swag, the Raisa reasons. You're asking a new Kasha, but I, ladies, have Biyodom? On Biyodom, we say, listen, it's not exactly Biyodom, it's a Shvach and Amonis. They don't do it 100% B'chulot. That's the Pshat, Emes Lamita Shaltai, the Pshat over here. So Tosafot B'chlal is not addressing the same agenda that the Gemara is addressing. The Gemara is addressing Echad and Bisurin. That means the Gemara is saying, Mefurish, the Fitaisvis. Not like the reign of David. According to the reign of David, the Gemara meant to say that the Ketanim don't have an Amonis. According to Tosafot, the Gemara is saying the ladies don't have an Amonis. For Tosafot, a new Kasha. What about Biyodom? Now Tosafot is the answer. That's Lamias. That's Nif Gemara in Amita Shoteru. Oh. That's part one. The Gemara comes out at the end of the day. Listen carefully what I say now. The Gemara comes out at the end of the day that there's a shayla, cheskos abodik and cheskos abodik. In the end of the day, the Gemara never resolved the suffix. Because the brisa that the Gemara bought, they're Nemon, the Gemara comes out of Maskon. It's not talking about a case where they're believed. Where they're believed, they're not believed. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case where they went ahead and said that it wasn't Baduk. And then they said it was Baduk. So there they believed because of the Rabbanu Kedim. But to the Etzim Shailah, Cheskos HaBaduk or Ein Cheskos HaBaduk, in a stomach, there's no Raya. So when a Seicher moves in on the morning of the 14th and he comes to a Rav and he asks the Shailah, what should I do? Plus Durch. We don't know. I think more over here said, Raya Cheskos HaBaduk. There's no Raya Cheskos HaBaduk. Why do we believe the ladies? We're talking about a case where the lady came along and said, for sure there was no Bedika, but we did the Bedika. Over there we believe because I'm the Rabban Rabban. Atkan, that's the story. But the fundamental shalach, Cheskos HaBaduk, Ein Cheskos HaBaduk, we don't say. So what are we asking? What are you doing? Tachat Maisa, the guy comes to the Rav. It's Yudal in the morning, it's Erev Pesach. The guy, for some reason, moved on Erev Yontif, Chaf Padira. He moves in, comes to the Rav and says, should I do a Bedika or not? What do you do? Says the Rosh in the back, a shocking zach would shock the world. Says the Rosh in the back, a shocking zach would shock the world. Says, you know what you do? It depends. If it's a deraisa shiloh, suffolk deraisa lechomer. If it's a derabbanan shiloh, suffolk derabbanan lekula. Says the Rosh, turn it into a derabbanan. Says the Rosh, turn it into a derabbanan shiloh. How do you turn it into a derabbanan shiloh? Says the Rosh. Do bittul. You'll do bittul. You'll turn it into a derabbanan shayla, and then you can apply the rule of suffolk derabbanan lekula. You understand? Dr. Rosh, what do you do? It's a baidel ishta. Cheskos HaBaduk or Ein Cheskos HaBaduk. What's tutmin? What do you do? Dr. Rosh, I'll tell you what to do. Let's see the Rosh inside over here. I ask you to see it. What do you do on the morning of the 14th? Cheskos HaBaduk, Ein Cheskos HaBaduk. So loy ifshatach by v'yira. V'yira says a heligarosh. She yachol levato. Then mahavi speaker the rabbanu vazlin on the kula. Yeah, meiser. What should I do? Do a bittul. When you do bittul, you're turning it into a what? A rabbanu. So a rabbanu on the kula. It's like this. There are two shocking nidainim. One second. There are two shocking nidainim on the rosh. One, I'm not going to answer today, but I'm going to tell the kashas. And two, I'm going to say a big part here. Listen carefully now. The first kasha is, I don't understand, what do you mean to buy the lay of shita? Who's the one who came to ask the shayla of the Rav? The mask is not around, the Gemara says. Who's asking the shayla, by the way? Who came to ask the shayla? The mask is gone. The Seicher came to ask the shayla, correct? Says the, what do you call? Says the Rosh. The Seicher came to ask the shayla, so. He has an Eitzah. He downgraded to a Darabonon. How does he downgrade it to a Darabonon? He does Bibble. So there's Kama Kashas over here. State, first of all, that if he doesn't do Bibble, it's a Deraiso. Which Deraiso? It's not his Chometz. Kasha 1. There are two Kashas here. I want to separate them. State in the Rosh, Allah, who's this Gemara about? Who's the Bayad Delech? Who are we coming to fasten for? Mask is not here. It's fasting for the Seicher, correct? Says the Gemara, says the Rosh, if he doesn't do bittul, then it's the rice of the kashayla. It's like a kasha, which the rice? By your Rabbi Motze? It's not as chometz. Kasha 1. Not as chometz. What do you mean the rice? How could the circle be over by your Rabbi Motze? It's not as chometz. Kasha 1. Kasha 2. Plus the eitzah to get it down from the rice. Do bittul. How could you do bittul? It's not your chometz. I'm separating his two separate kashas, by the way. They're both very similar, but they're two separate kashas. The Rosh Paskin the Halacha, that in this story over here of the Seicher and the Masker on day number 14 on day Yudalid, Zok the Hilik Rosh, you should know that it's a Deraisadika problem. Deraisadika problem for who? Masker's not here. For the Seicher? Why is he playing with the Deraisa? So if he doesn't do Bittul, it's the Deraisadika. Which Deraisa? By Robin Motze, it's not as famous. Halach. I'd say Takashi is, and even if it is, I can't apply that. So what's the Eitzah? Says the Rosh. There's as much as Eitzah. Yevatel, who Yevatel? The mask is not here. The cycle's going to the vital, hacking the vital, that's Hamas. Shocking, Shebe, shocking. It can't get worse. So, it's Mekubal in the Welt. It's Mekubal in the Welt. That in this raw state, the shocking idea of the Magen Avraham. It's Mekubal in the Welt. That this Rosh, state of Zach, Meforsh, come out Meforsh in the Rosh. That obviously it is the Seichel's Chametz. Otherwise, how can you do Bittul? Otherwise, why is Yehavid the Reise? Correct the Takasha, how did it become his Chametz? Damascus Chametz. So the Welt wants the timer. By the way, it's Kamat, the only try you can say in the Rosh, Bechayro, see? That the Peshav is, we saw Morgan Avon said that when the Masker left the house, he was Mafke the Chametz to the Seichel, and the Prima Golden speaks out, he was kind of with Kinyan Chotzer. He was kind of. Very strange how he was crying it on the 14th. Why did he want to be crying chametz? We'll leave that for a second. When a masker left, the cycle was crying it. Masker could be left before the 14th. You know, over here, where he left on the 14th. As they state, Morgan Avraham, you hear Maisa? Morgan Avraham says that the cycle was crying the chametz. It's before Shirosh. The Rosh says he's over by your. This is a shocking finale to the whole sugya of the week. The Rosh says before the cycle of Avraham Deraisa, and he does the bittle. The chayra that rings for us that it's his chametz. How did it become his chametz? Says the Magen Avraham because the masker left. The cycle was kainah. 1 second, slowly. It's the chayra. It's a raya that the chametz belongs to the cycle. 1 second, slowly. And the cycle is over on it. So then we have a catastrophe. So what was the suffix of the Gemara on Aleph? Masker cycle. Two kashas. One is the Gemara says that the masker is chayra diko why because chamira di day. It's not chamira di day. It's the cycle. And second kasha is, why do you have a shalom whether the seichel chayav to do it or not? It's the seichel's chametz. He was kind of the chametz, and he has something to respond to. So he's open. So what's the suffix of it all? If you're telling me if it's mukhrach, I mean, from the Rosh's story over here, it's mukhrach from this Rosh, that in the relationship between the masculine and the seichel's kind of the chametz, and that's why he's over by Yirah, that's why he does bittul. If that's true, so I don't see the Gemara on Amar Aleph. The Gemara on Amar Aleph started off with the Shiloh, who has to do the B'dik on the 14th? When you rented it before the 14th. The Masker or the Sefer? Why the Masker? Because Chamir the day. Why the Sefer? Because Rishu Tzekoi. What do you mean Chamir the day? It's the Sefer Chametz. I'm going to tell you this Kasha.
Rented it after
you know it. You want them at office to another classic case. You rent this one. The master was the best. The title was the master. The master was the best. All we changed because Amar Aleph wasn't the case. He did it before. The master was the best. The shadow was whether, who has to do it. And this is the point. The one Amar Aleph wasn't talking about me. No, I wasn't saying that. And the shadow was, who has to go do the Badika? I understand. Why are you looking at me now? What do you mean? You can't be mocked like you're mocked, brother. Then it doesn't make sense here either. Then it's not going to be the cipher. But the mask goes on top of that. One second. Hold on. One second. Shver Rosh. Very Shver Rosh. One second. Shver Rosh. Very Shver Rosh. Very Shver Rosh. Rosh is a right to the Magen Avraham that requires an entire unraveling of the Gemara Numer Aleph. I'll say it to you on this on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. You'll think about it. One second. I still have a chayv to Rashi. That's part one of the Rosh. Part two of the Rosh is, okay, we'll get past this somehow. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, you have a shalach, it's because of bodek, and it's because of bodek. Get rid of the derisa, which is headache number one. We just put it down and say what the headache is. And move over to Rabbanon. Rabbanon, tell me Rabbanon the cool. Tell me Rabbanon the cool. Rabbanon, tell me Rabbanon the cool. Affect everybody. And the Ram Chalav already asked the Kasha in the Maskana of the Gemara. Quick, Ram Chalav, I don't understand. You're telling me if we pass on something you want on the Kula? If a Shalach has Gosa Badr, or a Shalach has Gosa Badr. So the Rosh has two parts. Part one is, let's get rid of the Raisa. So that's one headache, which I just put down on the table, which is the Raisa, and get rid of it. It's not your Chometz, etc. That's one headache. Later. Says the Rosh, we go down to a Darabonon, and what are we passing? Darabonon the Kula, it's okay. Now how you got to the Darabonon, that's part one, as we just asked. But now let's talk business. So what do you pass? You have a Shalach, discuss about the game, discuss about the other. It's ridiculous, somebody's there. Well, we pass because somebody's there. Well, cool. Fergich, the kasha that I asked yesterday at the end, now I'm going to ask it by Hachova. I understand. The Gemara about Alpha had a Shiloh, discuss about the game, discuss about the game. And the Tadr is in discuss about the game. You have to do the Dika again, correct? You don't know. Fergich Hakasha, even if it is in discuss about the game, you have a Suffolk, right? In discuss about the game for sure. You should say Suffolk, the one on the cooler. The answer is, you don't see Suffolk Domon on the Kula over here. So why over here, on the base, in the Suffolk of Cheskaz HaBadik, Rehen Cheskaz HaBadik, do we say Suffolk Domon on the Kula? It means I'm asking you like this. I have a stira in the Rosh. The Gemara Amaral came along and had a Suffolk. You entered it on the morning of your Dalit. You have a Shalat Cheskaz HaBadik, do I take on that the guy did the Bidik, because he's a Chover, he's a Tzadik, or Rehen Cheskaz HaBadik? I have a Kasha right there. Rehen Cheskaz HaBadik? You don't know for sure. Why don't you say Suffolk Domon on the Kula? Let's say it's Rehen Cheskaz HaBadik. We don't know. But this is a tzad, yeah, this is a tzad, no, the guy had a chiv yesterday, right? We don't know if he did it, he's not a chover. He's not a tzad. I have a kasha. What do I give for ein cheskos abodik? Let's say it's ein cheskos abodik. I want to ask right there. Cheskos abodik, he did it for sure, because he's a chover, he's a tzadik, or ein cheskos abodik? Frag a kasha on ein cheskos abodik. Let's say it's ein cheskos abodik. So you don't know. You entered a zach on the 14th, and you don't know if the guy did bidika last night. Why did you suffer give on the cool? Who? No. The case of the Gemara, the Suffolk of the Gemara for sure is in the case of, even in the case of the Rabbanan. You see that he makes it of Kimta. He says it's a Bible, the issue is that the Rabbanan is something more cool. It means the Suffolk of the Gemara is living in a world of the Rabbanan. So I have a previous cash before I get to the Rosh's Psaq. I'm worried about Shiloh. Let's say it's Enchas Kasabodic. Now, how come it doesn't get off the ground? What's the whole Shiloh of the Gemara? Enchas Kasabodic, Enchas Kasabodic. What's the whole Shiloh Bachal? I'm asking a different Shiloh, Rabbi Mike. What do you mean it's a Suffolk of the Kula on the Shiloh, Enchas Kasabodic, Enchas Kasabodic? Even if I never because I'm a problem, something about the Kula. What do you mean to buy the literature? I don't say to buy it. I say the Shalach. What's the Shalach? Chaskos of Baduk or Echaskos of Baduk? What do I say? You have a Shalach, Chaskos of Echaskos of Baduk, so it's a buy it delay. If you talk about something about the Kula, if I get a cash, what do you mean? I don't say to buy it. And what do you want to solve the Kula on the Kula inside of Chaskos of Baduk? In Echaskos of Baduk itself. Let's all take on Echaskos of Baduk. What's the Shalach of the Gemara with all? Something about the Kula, you don't know for sure. So you rented it. Your dollar in the morning. You don't know if the guy did it last night. Talking about the cool. There's a tzad that he did. A tzad he did too. You have no idea. Let's say he's not a chover. It's a fadi Russia? No. You don't know. So say something about the cool. What did we answer yesterday at the end? Why in the Gemara itself, mitzad ein cheskos abodik, why is something more cool? So we said it's tzad. Because in Bedikas Chametz, you don't say what? In Bedikas Chametz, you don't say something about the cool. So then why, how could the Russia say something about the cool on the Ba'i Delivshah? What's going on over here? What's a manashach? By B'dikas Chometz, you activate Suffolk Domon on the Kula, or you don't? If you don't, so how could the Rosh say you have a Suffolk Baldur, Grain Baldur, Suffolk Domon on the Kula? And if you do, so then the whole Gemara doesn't stop. What do I give? It's Enchas Kasa Baldur. And what's Enchas Kasa Baldur means? What's the Tzad of Enchas? It was Mashva, that if you would take on Enchas Kasa Baldur, we don't have a Chazaka, then you have to do B'dika. Why? Say Suffolk Domon on the Kula. Here's B'dikas Chometz, you don't say Suffolk Domon on the Kula. So now that you have a Tzad of Enchas Kasa Baldur, say the same thing. You don't know. Is he a chover? Is he not a chover? Something about the Kula. I can't say something about the Kula. Because I think it's Chometz. You don't say something about the Kula. Make up your mind. If you say by B'dikas Chometz something about the Kula, so what's the Shal of the Gemara to begin with? Cheskos Bodek and Cheskos Bodek. Even if it's Cheskos Bodek. Let's say people are not chaver, not tzadikim. Even if it's Cheskos Bodek. Okay, so it's 50-50, correct? So you don't say something about the Kula. Ellen, by B'dikas Chometz, you don't say something about the Kula. So then, what do you call it? You don't say something about the Kula. So then, We did bitl already. It doesn't make a difference if we did bitl. The Suffolk of the Gemara is for sure in the Darabonon also. It's not true what you're saying, okay? It's not true. Such a mistake. We're not...
It's not on
B'dikas Chometz,
it's still
beyond
the
Chazakah. I don't know what you're saying.
Why can't you say it's not a
Chazakah? I understand what you're saying. We say something about the Kula by B'dikas or not, yes or no?
By B'dikas, you don't say it,
but... Why over there do you say Mosav the Mala Kula and not this?
It's Chazak, it's much lower level.
I don't know what you're saying. You're saying something, but I'm not sure what you're saying.
It's a lower level.
What low level of what?
It's not
the Rabbanon
did a
B'dika. Why not?
It's not
Mitzvah. Why not? It's a Suffolk, but it has to show it.
Because the
I understand
it
you.
It wasn't his
thing
to do with the
Bidika. The Gemara decided that it is. The Gemara said in the first there is a tzad, yes, the Bidika. The Rebbeinu Dovid said, if the Maske didn't do it, you have a gift to Bidika. Listen carefully. This is a shocking kasha. Yeah or no, make up your mind. If you're applying the din of Sofik Devon Lekula to this story, so then Sofik doesn't start. Thank God that it's Enchas Kasabotik. Enchas Kasabotik doesn't mean that we know for sure not. Enchas Kasabotik is 50-50. So say Sofik Devon Lekula again, because Shalom HaYisrael. It's kama v'kama we find how to enter this kasha. I'll say it in Azan also. I can say it other ways also. Why Taka does the Gemara come along with a suffix and say Badak, Vadai, or any Badak, we don't know. Figure Hakasha. Figure everybody. Even if it's any Badak. So it's 50-50. So say it's a Badak. The answer is that when Chazal made a Takana Badika Shamis, it means where there's a takana b'dikas chametz, we have a house that needs b'dikas chametz. I'm not saying house b'tzad d'vidin abayis. When there's a takana b'dikas chametz, when you have a makom that's machizim b'chametz, Chazal said you have to church. We don't rely on kulos. We don't say zarek b'mal kula. I'll use the lashon of the Magen Mishnah. B'dikas chametz al sofik nitkana. What b'dikas chametz is a sofik? You don't know for sure. So b'dikas chametz, when they made a takana b'dikas chametz, when you have a scenario where there's a reason to do b'dikas chametz, we don't reckon with sekas. So you can't say zarek b'mal kula. The whole b'dikas chametz is a sofik. But that's all in B'dikas Chometz ala Sofik Nitkin. So therefore, watch what I'm going to say now. If I have a matziv of Ein Cheskos Ebotik, let's say the Dimu B'taka that Chai Yisrael is not Chaver. I went there on Yudalot in the morning, and a guy comes to the Rav, the Sefer says, listen, did he do B'dikas or not? We don't know. Ein Cheskos Ebotik. He's not a Chover. We don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he did, maybe he's not, maybe he is. So we say, Sofik Ebon ala Kula, he can't say Sofik Ebon ala Kula. We have a suffix whether the B'dikas was done or not. There was a chiyuv over here, and we don't know whether the B'dikas was perpetrated or not. On that, we don't say something. The B'dikas maybe, maybe not. All B'dikas come as a suffix. There's always a suffix. You never know for sure. Chazal said the suffix is the case. We have. So in the world of Ein Cheskos Ebotik, we don't activate something. The B'dikas came along more with a new suffix. But there's a tzad, a 50% tzad, that it's Cheskos Ebotik. There's a 50% tzad that the guy is a chover. And 50% said that he for sure did a B'dikas Chometz. So what's my suffix? My suffix is not whether the B'dika was done or not. I have a suffix that on the side of the guy is a chover, this house is a B'dika house already. This is not the house that the Takana B'dikas Chometz was said already, because it turned into a Makosh Eimachizim Chometz. The B'dika was done already. It was as if it was done already. I changed the status of the house. So what's my suffix? If I hold Ein Cheskos Ebotik, so my suffix is not whether or not this place is a mokum that's chayav in B'dikas Chometz. If it's Ein Cheskos Ebotik, let's say the deal would be Ein Cheskos Ebotik. You come in the morning, we don't know if the guy did it last night. So my suffix is whether this was a mokum that's chayav. No, it's about a mokum that's chayav. Just I don't know whether the B'dikas was done or not. On that we don't say suffix to one on the kula. But let's say I have a new suffix that comes into the picture on the menu. There's another possibility. One side is that the guy, Vadai did it, because there's such a bear out there called a guy who's a chover, and a guy who's a chover, Zichr does it. So what's my suffix? My suffix is this a place that had a Vadai Bidika or a suffix Bidika? On the time that I had a Vadai Bidika, this is not a place that's Chayav Bidika's Chometz anymore, because I Vadai perpetrated the Bidika. It's like a Makom Shem Achizim Chometz. Let's say I would have a place that I didn't live there the whole year, okay? I want to tie in a murder to Kazakh. What would be in a case where I have a suffix whether it's a Makom Shem Achizim Chometz? I have a house, I wasn't there a whole year, and I have a suffix whether somebody came in there, whether Bechlal is a Makom Chayav B'dikas Chometz. It could be over there we say suffix Devan Lekula. Because over there I have a suffix Bechlal whether there was a Chayav B'dikas Chometz. When is the Vadeh Chayav B'dikas Chometz and the Shalom was the B'dika done or not? We don't say suffix Devan Lekula. Because Chazal said, B'chosh is for B'dikas. But when my suffix is, that was introduced into the Tzadeh HaSuffix, a Tzad that there was a Vadeh B'dikah over here. You know what a Vadeh B'dikah means? The Tzad of Vadeh B'dikah is that this place is the place. It's not Chayav B'dikas Chometz, because the Vadeh B'dikah is done. By the way, a Tzad of Vadeh B'dikah is as if I had a Tzad, that this is a place I never had Chometz to begin with. So my Shaila is not whether or not the B'dikah was done. My Shaila is this a place that's Chayav in B'dikah? You have a suffix whether it's chayavim bedika, something about the kula. Have a suffix whether Chazal made a takon on this house. Because the other side of the guy, a year's a chaver, this house is off the charts. This house is off the map already. This house is not in the map of bedika's chametz because the guy vaded it. So have a suffix. Is this house a makom that's chayav bedika's chametz or not chayav bedika's chametz? You have a shallow whether it's chayav bedika's chametz. And that says the rush, something about the kula. Well, what would be if it wouldn't be a tzad of cheskos abadik? It would only be a tzad of en cheskos abadik. En cheskos abadik means like this: the house is chayiv, and I don't know if you did a bedika. You don't know if you did a bedika. Something about the we go lechora because a bedika chametz. We don't in the takana of bedika chametz. We never say something about the kula. In the takana of bedika chametz, we never say something about the kula. If I have a suffix whether or not I was chayiv bedika chametz today, so on the tzad that cheskos abadik is injected into the picture. So when I come on with your dalit in the morning, what's my suffix? Is this house chayiv in bedikas chametz? Because on the tzad that the guy Vade did it yesterday, this house is not chayiv anymore bedikas chametz. On that we say something to one of the kula. I want to know whether you're chayiv in bedikas chametz. Mele says the Rosh, something to one of the kula. Frekter Ram Chalava. Wait a minute. You pass something to one of the kula, so you just erase the entire Gemara. What do I care if it's Vade grains up Vade? It's a suffix. No, the answer is no. But on that we say bedikas chametz all something nitkina. But that's only when there's a Vade chayiv bedika and a suffix whether the bedika was done. But if I have a suffix, whether or not there's a chiyah bedikir b'chal, on that we say suffix the one on the kula, and that Lefer is the teretz for the Rosh of part two. Part one of what in the world is he talking about, the Raisa, and who did the Vittel needs a Yeshua G'dayla Ad Mo'id with the Gemara Anam and Aleph. We have the regular schedule, Mitzvah Shem Al Yeshua, and then at 10:45, and tomorrow I'm going to say Shir at 10:45, starting from that base. To be mashlim, and the coming Fridays, the two block that we didn't skip, which are going to be mashlim. We'll learn it together inside for those of you who are very busy and don't have time. 11:30 will be the regular shmooze. Mr. Shem will be having the suda tomorrow night. The davening will be upstairs over here on the fourth floor. And we have MFGA knocking next week. What did you get out? This week the prizes are so sold. What's this week? Okay. I lost my cell phone. How come?